Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see here.
What is going on? Okay, what is going on here? I didn't see you. What is going on? Okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's play a song here, You Waited, by Travis Green, and then I'll play I Need You by Donnie McClurkin. Come on, what's going on here? Amen. All righty. Okay. Let's bring on Pastor Wanda. See what she has to say for this evening. Hey, Pastor Wanda.
Praise Lord, my brother. Glad to hear you. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Amen. We have a good show tonight, Women of God, Daughters of the King. I hope you had a blessed and a prosperous week. And tonight is how God have delivered his people. We have two segments on this, but this is something awesome. As I laid and meditated today, and when I woke up, I thought he wanted me to speak back on protection, but deliverance. Amen? And Pastor, you've already prayed it in, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
All right. And Pastor, I'm not going to take a call. No intake. I see some things are going in the spirit realm, okay?
All right.
I'm not fighting battles, and that's what I'm going to speak to you right now. I'm not going to override you because this is what God gave you, but I'm not going to be able to take calls. I'm going to do a segment, and I'm coming off, okay? And so I got a lot of stuff going on in Atlanta, but I love you, Pastor, and there's a lot of things. Next week we'll be on prayer. Prayer is so essential, but we're going to look at deliverance tonight. And thank God for Pastor Ken, and he's a beautiful man of God, and he's a soldier for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's do this. Okay, hold on, Pastor. Everything that got knocked off the phone again. But I got it. All right. We thank God. I thank God for being ahead of my life and all the many blessings he's going to bestow on you. And women of God, daughters of the King, and all other listeners, you have to speak life over your situation. God is in control. And so that's the word. God is in control. But be strong, be of good courage. Let's look at what we're speaking on tonight that God have given me. Okay. The first thing I will talk about, we must learn to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge God and all his way, and he will direct our paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And that is the main focus God is wanting us to trust. It's all about trust, God have said, and that's behind your relationship. All right. Let's look at how God have delivered his people. All right. Let's go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The many ways God used to deliver his people. God delivered his people, but in different ways, at different times, in different circumstances. As I look at the history of God in the Old Testament, Israel and Judah, I find that there are three ways the Lord has delivered his people, acts and varieties of trouble, circumstance. I think these are instructed to the church for us as God's people today. By the way, there's a reason I draw a parallel between Israel and the church, but not Israel and the nation. It is because I believe while the kingdom of God was manifest in a nation that had a government and region of the Old Testament time, after coming of Christ, the kingdom of God is manifest in the church. The church is a real visible institution on this earth today. The transition of all nation and nationality who govern is spiritual rulers of elders and whose religions of faith, worship, and practice established by the apostle in the light of a coming person and the work of Christ. I'm here to make it clear about what I do and why I do it, but I am not trying by these few sentences to convince anyone who thinks different. First is all about a relationship and what God have revealed, and we are children of God, okay? Amen? The first one point I want to make, sometimes God has his people do something that he used for their deliverance. The first person I'll be looking at is Abraham in Genesis 14. He raised an army and fought the allies of the king from the north to save his nephew Lot and the other hostage of the allies had captured. Abraham fought, but as Methodist said, blessed be God Most High who deliver your enemies into your hand. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at Joshua. Everything that we speak on here on Rainbow Ministry, Women of God, Daughters of the King, It always come back up with the Word of God, okay? That's why I always ask you to have a Bible, paper, and pen, because that's how line upon line and precept upon precept. You will not be deceived because you are reading exactly what we are reading. Amen? When Joshua, the whole book of, was by his name, led the people into the land of Canaan, the book of Joshua, they took possession of the land, the promised land, and mainly by military action. But Joshua even fought a battle. A man, the angel of the Lord, appeared to him, who was the commander of the armies of the Lord, so that Joshua would never doubt who won the victory for Israel. All right, amen? The whole book of Joshua, when you read that word of God, the angel of the Lord appeared, okay? Let's look at David in 1 Kings 16. I want you to write this down. 1 Kings chapter 16. 2 Samuel 24:1, 2 Samuel 24, verse 1. Then we're going to go to Chronicles 11-29. Sometimes slingly David against Goliath, and sometimes with an army of large, small and large. It was a relative small company who joined with him in the wilderness years, but he had the whole army and the nation to use later. But as David told Saul, before he had ever had a stone in a sling to face Goliath, the Lord who delivered me from the paws of the lion and the paws of a bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Amen? Now, these are examples of people God used to deliver and nations. But these was mighty men of God. Abraham, Joshua, and David are the example God delivered his people by armed force. But who does the delivery? It is God, only God. Now, listen to this. When people, I listen to a lot of people, I did this, the judge did that, my family did. But no. It is God who's delivered us from anything that goes on in life. Amen? Okay, but who does the delivery? The scripture makes it clear it is God working through an individual. You understand? God can use, just like we on the radio, God can use us to help you and assist you, encourage you to impart the word of God. Amen? To understand, I must put my trust in God. Okay? He works through individual and groups to accomplish his purpose. Okay, whatever you do, it is to accomplish and to give God glory and for the purpose of God. A lot of people say, I did it self-made. No, no, no. It is only God. Amen? All right, let's look at number two. Other times God had people to do something that does not have a direct bearing on the outcome. There is no cause or effect relationship between that God people do and what followers, as there is when an army of God people fight against and kill their enemies. Let's look at this. It's King Jehoshaphat, okay? We'll be looking at 1 Kings 22, 41 through 50. Let's take a break. I got another call. I'm still on call, Pastor, okay? Give me about 2 minutes, okay? Pastor? All right. Let's get going. I have to come back. On 1 Kings 22, 41 and 50, and 2 Chronicles 16 and 20, of Judah, a collation of the Moabite, Amorite, and some others invaded Judah. Jehoshaphat was afraid, and along with the people, asked the Lord to deliver them. The Lord sent a prophet to tell them what to do. Do not be afraid, and do not be dismayed at this great horror. For the battle is not yours, but it's God. Tomorrow, go down to them. You will not need to fight this battle. Stand, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Jerusalem and Judah, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go up against them, and the Lord will be with you. The prophet told them to go out against the enemies, the army's enemies. The next day the king told the people, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophet, and you will succeed. Jehoshaphat ordered singers praising the Lord to lead the army to follow. But the army never drew their sword. Their enemy ended up attacking each other. When the king and his people came to the location of the army, attacking army, they fought themselves. And they found nothing but dead bodies and the spoils of war. They did what God told them to do. The singers sang, the armies marched, but neither of them caused the defeat of the enemy. But neither of these caused the defeat of the enemy. God did it by another means. It was God. He gave them instruction. He's like a prophet. And they believed. And saw what it is. Sometimes God will send somebody to you and to tell you, you ain't got to fight this battle. God got this battle. Okay? We have many battles each and every day. But that's why we got to understand when we get in our word of God to stand on what God has told us. Because there's many battles that is unseen. Amen? Number three, on occasion, God had his people do nothing. When Hezekiah, 2 Kings 18-22, 2 Chronicles 17-20, was the king of Judah, Sedarim, and the Assyrian army invaded Judah. The Assyrian was dominating empire and had already defeated and deported Israel to the north. They had come to Judea, who won and now had come to Judah. One victory and now threatened Jerusalem. Messengers from the Israel king called Hezekiah to surrender to Jerusalem. King Hezekiah went to the king and laid before the Lord and threatening letter had received it. He had also called together the army he had in Jerusalem and told men, do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Israel, and to heart with him, for there are no more with us than the him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us it is the Lord our God who helps us to fight our battle. You see that? God, he will show up and show out every time. When you understand, our arms are too short to box with God. Their arms was too short to box a mighty God. Because God say, he's going to fight the battle. That's what God wants. When you're standing on the word of God. Amen? Now listen. The Lord said to Sanhedrin, he shall not come into the city and shoot an army there or come before it or to cast his sledge or mount against it. By the way, that he came by the same he shall return. And he shall not come into the city, declares the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. The army of Judah never left Jerusalem. One night, the angel of the Lord attacked the Israel army and killed 185. The next morning, people from Jerusalem went out to where the Israel found a shroud of dead bodies as soon as the battle had been fought there. Great battles had been fought there. The Sanhedrin went home in shame. And later, when he worshipped at the temple of God, his son assassinated him. Sometimes we face situations where it comes clear there is something we can do. You can have the operation. You can put money into a retirement plan. You can arrange a job interview. These are meaning available to us. Which God may be pleased to use to help us. As a general rule, anytime there's something you can't do, try to help this situation as long as it is lawful. Does not what God forbids or not to do is the command. We should do it. It may be that God will choose to bless or use for our means. They will be secondary call used by God. The primary cause of everything in these times, we must remember that God did it and given him the praise and thanksgiving for it. Sometimes we face situations where there are things we can't try to do, but we do not know how. if they have any effect, you decide to take chemotherapy. You can put an ad in the paper then to have a car to sell. But God, he takes care of everything. We don't fight the battle. God is in control. Even when sickness, you have to speak these things. If you want to get a car, when you bring up a child, sometimes you don't know how that child comes up, and you don't know what to do. You turn that problem and situation over to God and let God fight your battle. I'm going to give you situations more biblical, how God delivers. Amen? I'm going to give you 10 ways God delivers people, okay? I'm going to look at Psalm 119, 1 through 70. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. Give us a picture of King David praying to the Lord, earnest, request to deliver. What does this mean? Deliver me according to your promise. It means according to the promise of God he has given through his word. And according to the example that we are to record his mighty deliverance. No less than 10 times in the psalm, David used this expression when he prayed to the Lord. If you look at verse 28, 41, 58, 65, 76, 107, Psalm 16. Verse 16. These are all verses from Psalm 119, okay? I'm going to go back over this. Verse 28, verse 41, verse 58, verse 65. Verse 76, verse 107, verse 116, verse 154, verse 169, verse 170. Let's study some of the ways in which we need God's deliverance. Find the scripture illustrate of God's deliverance in that way. And then we shall look at the promise from the scripture applicable to that special deliverance. As I was speaking, you might have a car, have a child. At the last, you might need money. You might put money in a 401k. But your deliverance comes from God. He knows what you need. He is a provider. In Psalm 23, the Lord is my what? Shepherd. He didn't say he might. He is. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my stronghold. You make it personal with God. He is my deliverer. Amen? First, we need deliverance from the gift. First, we need to deliver us from the guilt of penalty and sin. To illustrate, let's go to Luke. Luke 18, 9-14, and the promise in Acts 13-38 and 39. All right. The passage of the Lord records the Lord parable of two men, a Pharisee and the publican. They are the type of men and women today. Both we are sinners, and all us both are with guilt before God. In Romans 3:23, the Pharisee, however, thought that God would accept him because of he supposed to be the goodness, and that's verse 9 and 12. There is absolutely no hope of deliverance from sin or penalty of the grounds of anything good in ourselves. We are not good. Only God, through Jesus Christ, can forgive us of the guilt and penalty because Jesus paid the penalty. We didn't pay it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we did nothing good on ourselves, but that's how the Pharisees and Sadducees was. Let's get Romans 20. I want you to write these scriptures down because all this is going to come, and you're going to read all these scriptures and look back over it. That's how you study. You're going to go back, and then you read it over. That's like I'm going to give you an example, a cow. If you ever seen a cow chew the cud, it chews it and chews it and chews it. So that's how you do the word of God. You re-eat the word of God. Amen? In Romans 3:20, Ephesians 2:8-10, and Titus 3:5, the only way to be delivered from the penalty of sin is to look to Jesus and to trust in his work on the cross. This is indicate of public prayer verse. He prayed, verse 13. He prayed, God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. You have to acknowledge, Father God, I sinned against you. See, if I sinned against, a lot of people think, oh, I just sinned against. No, we sinned against God. And the only one can deliver us from this is Jesus. That's why Jesus had to come to deliver us, amen, of sin,
amen,
and of guilt. Okay? Because you will stand before God and be guilty. If Jesus didn't come, all of us be guilty. Sins would not be, we couldn't say, my sins are forgiven if Jesus didn't shed any blood. Everybody will be standing before God guilty, the wrath of God, hell, destruction, and Satan, and eternal death, eternal condemnation. But we have Jesus. He didn't pay the price for everyone to be able who have received him as their Lord and Savior and to acknowledge I have sinned and I would like for God to redeem me. He's the only one who can bring redemption. Justification. Justification means never have did anything. Your slate have been wiped clean. Many people don't understand about justification. When God gave it to me, it blew my everlasting mind. I broke down and cried because nobody could redeem me. Nobody could take all this guilt I have had in my life. But Jesus, all the sin, but Jesus. Amen? So
Amen.
Just like the man, he prayed in verse 13. He prayed, God, have mercy on me. I mean, he acknowledged he had to go to mercy. Wait, who's on the mercy seat, Jesus? He had to go to God, mercy. Lamentation 3:22, each and every day we have new mercy. A lot of people won't come to God because they think he's going to hold that. No, that ain't the God. We serve a loving God. He sent his only begotten son so we can be sinless, righteous. Not unrighteous. So he went to God for mercy. He said, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. What was the result in 14? He said, and there is a promise for you. Look up. And that's in Acts 13, 38, and 39. Let's look at verse 32. He was forgiven because he came to the grace of throne to receive what? Mercy. And we can go to grace throne each and every day. And you know when Jesus said to Peter, how many times should I forgive a person? 70 times 7? 7 times 7? No, he said 70 times 7, 490 times a day. Okay? Look how much mercy God, and you know, a lot of people say, I can't forgive. If we don't forgive, how can God forgive you? Because you don't know the time and hour. Each and every day is mercy. God have given us new mercy every day. When we looked at this gentleman, he asked for what? Mercy. He had to go to God. Mercy is love. Amen? That's deliverance. All right, let's look at verse 2. We need deliverance from the power of evil. The illustration is Romans 7, 8 through 25, and the promise is in Romans 6, 14. What a tremendous struggle in describing in this verse, Romans 7. Here is a Christian conclusion of the battle which is going on between our old nature and our new nature. Have received his new nature through faith in Jesus. Notice the agonizing verses 24, how great this man need deliverance and how he longed to be set free from a spiritual and a mortal bondage. Verse 25 tells us he was set free. And here's the promise. When you look at Romans 6:14, he received it. Sometimes we're in agony of what we have done. We have to go to God. And then the name of Jesus. Jesus came to set us free, free indeed. And you can receive that each and every day. Okay, amen?
Amen.
We need deliverance of sudden temptation. The illustrator is Genesis 3:9-23. And the promise is in 1 Corinthians 10:13. That's how you study it, old and new, old and new. We know that it's like the face with sudden temptation and the possible, not this kind of threat. Joseph, study Genesis 39 carefully and notice the tremendous temptation which came to him as and courageous way he overcame it in verse 7 through 12. Then notice how the whole system was aggravated, verse 14 through 20. And finally, those are the words. But in this verse 21 and the word that follows on verse 23. So there is deliverance from a child of God in a time of sudden temptation. And there's a promise is to look up in 1 Corinthians 10:13. So I'm giving you your homework to look everything up. But we have, he went through temptation, but he overcame it. And we overcome temptation by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony today. We overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Revelation 12:11. Amen?
Amen.
It is so much we have to study, to understand we have a deliverer. We have a deliverer. Let's look at Psalm 34 and 4, and the promises in verse 33. It has been a struggle that those who testimony are recorded in this early part of Psalm 34, where David's men who were with him in a cave, animal, or one of these gave a testimony, will help us. He said, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. So he had a gripping by fear. What did he do? He brought the fear to the Lord and told him of his need of deliverance. And what happened? He tells us that it was delivered from all fear, and it was important to know the word all. He didn't say some of his fear. He brought him from all of his fear. And if you look up Proverbs 1:33, you will see the Lord promise to you about his willingness to set you free from fear and to give you peace through the faith in him. And his desire for you is illustrated in Mark 4. Amen. 39. God can deliver us from anything. There is nothing God cannot do. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to take a break right now, and I hope you're enjoying this in Jesus' name, and we'll come right back, and we'll get 10 more examples, but we're going to just get the scriptures. Right. Amen?
Amen. Okay. Well, let's play a great song here. Play Heal, Find a Way by Brian Courtney Wilson.
Why we start to cry until it's hard to see how things could ever change that causes pain while our blood flows in the stream. But I'm convinced that you can pull us through, and I'm not removed ahead. Yes, we will find a way to pray and heal our land. So many real concerns we left behind. Now let's walk through the day before our take the sound and the righteous must pray their place.
Thing when we think we have been, other people are delivered. Have you went to court and you didn't know how you would have came out? And every time when you put your trust in God, He delivers you. He delivers you. Or you going through a situation in your marriage, God can deliver you out of any situation. Or if somebody coming against you on work, jobs, or anything, God is the deliverer. So. Hold on. And then I just look at a lot of things. I look at how God delivered from death. Oh, hold on. So, and you know, it amazed me. Deliver from God. And if you would like, no, I can't do the call in because I don't want anybody to call. So, okay. I'm rushing. I got to get up and get out of here. I have something the Lord can deliver you, okay? I'm going to give you seven ways. I'm going to talk and walk, and I pray everything works out, okay? Out of hardship, God can deliver you. It's all different kind of ways that He can deliver you, okay? All right. The first one, I want to look at this, okay? When you face challenge that does not have a solution, what do? When the ancient Israel was in Egypt, they faced a huge hardship. They was in slavery. They was forced to do hard labor. They had no hope for a better life. So what did they do? They cried unto God for help in Exodus 2:23. And the Lord answered and remembered His covenant people and sent Moses to help them free them. Through Moses, the Lord had brought signs and wonders, plagues and miracles. Pharaoh hardened his heart for a long time, but after a terrible plague, He finally let the Israel go, Exodus 2:12. But even after they was free, Israel's trouble wasn't over. They faced trials and tribulation, problems after problems. Throughout it all, the Lord had tried over and over to teach one simple lesson. If you would trust Him, He would deliver you. Different kind of deliverance. Amen. Pastor, you have anything to say on this?
No, you're doing great, Pastor Wanda.
The Lord has power to deliver us from the challenges of problems we face, but He had to deliver us and some that they may not be as extra. We can learn from the scriptures what some of those different kinds of deliver. Here are seven different ways the Lord delivered Moses and His people and how He can deliver you. First, to soften your heart. It may not be easy for the Israelites to believe that Moses had been sent by the Lord, but for those who exercise faith, the Lord could soften their heart. Moses met. This is much like what he did in them. It's a lot of ways. But when you look at tonight's word, I'm going to step off that. I want you to look up, go into Exodus, the book of Exodus. This is your assignment. And we'll come back tomorrow on this. I want you to look up the seven ways the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of slavery, out of the hand of the enemy of Pharaoh. So that is your assignment. And I thank God for each and every one. And tomorrow, deliverance. You want to be delivered. If you're in the wrong relationship, God can deliver. If you got to go to court, God can deliver. If you have any court matter, any situation, God, He can deliver you from anything. If you own a job and many things are going on, be still. You don't have to fight a battle. God can deliver you. If you have a child that's giving you problems, the Lord can deliver your son. If they're on drugs and alcohol, the Lord can deliver. He can even deliver from, he can stop death in any situation. The Lord can do anything. With God, all things are possible. With man, it's impossible. But God still used man. But with God, all things are possible, Luke 1:37. And whatever you need delivering from, the Lord can do it. Amen? That is your Bible study for tonight. I apologize for a little stumbling, but I'm not perfect again, all things. But have a blessed and a prosperous night. Women of God, daughters of the King, Rainbow Ministry, Pastor Dua, altar call. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
in Jesus' name.
All righty. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you got to simply do is simply say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. And once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to take a caller now. 111. You're on the air. Okay, goodbye. All righty. Okay. Well, if you're out there and you said that prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that area code number is 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we'll bring you on. And you can tell the world that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Let's play some more great gospel music. Let's play Heaven's Rain by Myron Butler and Levi.
Yeah.
have fallen, but I'm not a failure. I made bad choices, but he's been faithful. When I cry, thought hope had died, he convinced my heart to give it a more try. I may be wounded, but I'm not broken. Deserve
Amen. What a great song, the cover by Gene Moore. Amen. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to call it a night. We've got no callers, and Factor 1 is gone. And we've been going over an hour, so I'm going to say good night. God bless. Have a wonderful night. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow with Pastor Wanda to conclude tonight's Bible study. Amen. Good night.